gentlemen, the race will start in 1 minute's time.
The first I heard of John Tarrant was when I went to Hereford United Football Ground on Sunday morning to run in a road race. Let me explain. I'm not an athlete in the sense of the word is usually understood. There's a big difference between runners like me, jogging to keep fit, who enter races for fun, take it easy and finish in the last quarter of the field, and the other sort. John Tarrant, I was to find out, was one of those other sort. Very definitely. A man who dedicated his life to running, in spite of every obstacle that could be placed in his way.
Will all competitors please make their way to the start?
As we lined up, the potential winners at the front and the rest of us packed in behind, I looked up again at the banner over the start line.
30 seconds.
The John Tarrant Memorial Road Race. Now, it was that that had puzzled me, intrigued me. Since I'd started running, I'd become interested in the history of athletics, so I would have thought I would have at least have heard of any runner of note. But this name was completely new to me.
Mr. Starter, over to you.
On your mark. Ready?
As usual, I ran at my own pace, enjoying the view and not tiring myself too much. As I jogged along, I entertained myself by developing a mystery inside my head over who this man could be. By the time I finished the race, I knew I'd have to try and find out the truth, even if I discovered that he was no more than a local athlete who perhaps raised money for this or that charity.
Don't ask me, mate. I just had it for all the local races.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Yes, I've often wondered that myself.
I tell you what I do remember. It was some years ago now. I'd come to the football match here, and before the game started, there were some runners running round the pitch for charity. One of them was John Tarrant.
Well, was he famous, wasn't he?
Oh, must have been. Because before they started, he was introduced. I tell you, I've never seen anything like him.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, he looks so thin and ill. If I close my eyes, I can see him now. Apparently, he just had an operation for cancer. They'd taken all his stomach out. But he promised to do this run, so he did it.
Yes, I've been Hereford United Club Secretary for many years.
So you do remember?
What, John Tarrant running round the pitch for charity? Yes, I do. It was a very brave thing for him even to attempt the state he was in.
Well, who was he?
A runner.
Yeah, I guess that.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be funny. I'm not well up on athletics, so apart from the really world-famous ones, my guess is as good as yours.
It was odd that he should have a memorial race named after him.
Oh, maybe it had something to do with what they called him.
What was that?
Oh, I'll never forget it. He was introduced to the crowd as the Ghost Runner.
The Ghost Runner. By David Hopkins. With Paul Panting as John Tarrant, James Slavin as Edie, and Tom Bevan as Vic.
The National Newspaper Library is at Colindale in North London. Now, this was my second day. It takes quite a while to look through the microfilm of all the national newspapers published in the early 60s. Ah, at last.
Shh.
Sorry. You must have heard of John Tarrant. He's the bloke who, beginning as a teenager, has not been allowed to run races.
The governing body of the Amateur Athletic Association are pompous, arrogant individuals not fit to be in office. Yes, that's very much the sort of stuff Peter Wilson used to write. The man they can't gag, that's what they called him.
He was talking about your predecessors.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I'm sorry, there's really nothing I can tell you. Peter Wilson's been dead for some while now.
So is John Tarrant.
The Ghost Runner, eh? You know, that name does ring some sort of bell.
Well, I thought if anyone could help me, you should be able to.
Well, the Amateur Athletic Association's function is to administer the sport from day to day. We're not really an archive organisation. Look, there is one place you might like to try.
The Sports Museum is situated in Birmingham University, which covers a large, sprawling site on the edge of the city.
Well, this is it.
Oh, Joseph.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm here on my own, running the whole thing. Very little funds, you know, that sort of thing. I keep hoping that I might get enough money to pay some students to help me sort it out. Right now, that pile of boxes over there contains just about every issue of Athletics Weekly from the year dot.
Right.
The Athlete's Bible. Well, it was in those days. Each week they publish the results of every race run during the previous 7 days. If it's not in there, well, then the race didn't happen.
Well, at least you've got the years written on the boxes.
Yes, yeah. Right, well, I'm going to have to leave you to it, I'm afraid. All right? Do you fancy a cup of tea?
Hmm? Oh, thanks.
All right, here you are, then. How you doing?
Well, I'm not sure. I found here a list of runners in an attempt on the 100-mile world record. And one of them is Jay Town.
Ah, became an ultra-runner, did he?
Well, what's that?
What? No, they're the people who run really long distances. Make marathon runners look like sprinters.
Oh. It says here the race was run at Stompond Lane Track, Walton-on-Thames.
Yes, well, any record attempt has to be on a track. Otherwise, there's no guarantee that one course wouldn't be easier than another.
Oh, yes, that makes sense. So a 100-mile race would mean 400 laps.
Yes, exactly.
Good God. Oh, that tells me something about him, I suppose. Well, to start, anyway.
Yes, may I ask why you're interested?
Oh, I'm a writer. I'm intrigued. I mean, who knows? There might be a play or a book here. 100 miles track running race for the Percy Cerruti Cup, 26th of October, 1969. Yeah, but why the ghost runner? Well, perhaps this will tell me. Competitors, A. Male, Derby and County AC. P. Bennett, Reading AC.
Testing, testing. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Wet and Windy Walton. We are lucky today to have some of the world's greatest ultra runners gathered for the 100 miles Percy Cerruti Cup. The race will start in 5 minutes' time. Thank you.
Good morning, Mrs. Tarrant.
Good morning, Mr. Locke.
How are you, Roger?
Very well, thank you.
Can I help
you at all, Mrs. Tarrant?
No, I don't think so, thank you. I just want to get out of the rain.
Well, there's plenty of room in the stand.
I'm spoiled for choice.
Well, it's a bit too early for most people. If we started the race at a civilised time, I wouldn't finish before midnight. Anyway, I better go. I'm one of the official timers for my sins. Now, sit where you lie.
If we're going to be here for over 12 hours, we'd better get ourselves a decent seat, make ourselves comfortable.
Where is he? Can you see him?
He's out there in the centre of the track with your Uncle Vic.
Do you think he'll do it, Mum?
Oh, I hope so.
If he does, that'll really show them, won't it?
Yes, Roger, it'll really show them.
How are you feeling, John?
Great.
I've spent my life with you. How are you feeling?
Never better, honestly.
Yeah, and your guts?
They're all right.
Well, if they start playing you up, you drop out.
They're all right, Vic.
Good luck, John.
And you, mate.
A bit different from the comrades, eh?
Oh, lots of things are different than South Africa.
Gentlemen, will you please line up for the start of the race, please?
Edie's here. Have you seen her?
Yes. I'm Roger. Nice of them to come.
Try keeping them away.
I really want to do this, Vic. For them as much as for me.
Yeah, I know.
It'll make up for so much.
Hey, you better go and line up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the runners are about to embark on one of the most grueling races you will ever see, so please give them your generous support. Over to you, Mr. Starter.
We won't make a meal of this, gentlemen. Ready?
Go to it, John. Show them what the ghost runner can really do.
I'm asking you to do is to say sorry. Not much to say to your father, is it? Still stubborn, John?
Say something, John.
Just one little word, that's all. And what's that little word? Sorry.
John!
I'm talking to your brother, Victor. All right, John. You can stand up. 3 years and as stubborn as ever. Do you have nothing to say?
No.
No what?
Sir.
Dad. You should know by now that I want you to look on me as your loving father. Your refusal to do so could be part of your problem.
You're not my father. He's a soldier fighting Hitler.
While you're here, John, I take the place of your father. In loco parentis, right? And Mrs. Smithers takes the place of your mother. So? All right, boys. Down to the shelter. And be sharp about it.
Why didn't you say sorry?
Because it wasn't me who knocked it over.
But he'd have stopped beating you. I'd have said sorry.
So would I if I'd done it, but I didn't.
Hurry it up, you two. We'll have you all clear before you get there.
One, two, three! Up we go!
Catch it!
Well done. Didn't really think I'd miss it, did you?
Your turn, Ronnie.
What do I have to do?
Oh, why don't you what? You throw your cap in the air and whoever throws it highest wins.
Only be sure to catch it.
But if it falls on the ground, we're allowed to scuffle it in the dirt and then you'll be in trouble from Dad.
Okay?
Yes.
One, two, three, now!
Up it goes!
What'd you do that for?
I didn't mean to.
You're not supposed to throw it into the tree.
How am I going to get it down?
I don't know, do I?
Don't worry, I'll get it.
You're not allowed to climb trees, John. Dad'll beat you.
He'll beat Ronnie if he loses his cap.
It's my fault. Why throw it up there?
But I can climb better than you. Besides, I'm older. Come on, then. Give us a bunk up.
Cup your hands, Ronnie.
What for?
Says John can put his foot in it. I'll heave his bum up.
Right, lift. Right?
Yeah. I've got hold of the branch.
Be careful.
I'm all right. Put your foot on that large branch.
I'm going too.
Don't you run.
I know what I'm doing.
Jump.
What?
It's Dad. Come down.
Look out, I'll jump.
Be quick.
Out of the way.
Be careful of the rail.
Good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon, Dad.
Everything all right?
Yes, Dad.
Good news from Europe, eh?
Yeah.
Dad.
Very good news indeed. Shows that even in the affairs of state, right and good will triumph in the end. Isn't that right, Victor?
Yes, Dad.
All right, boys. Carry on.
Look at that blood.
Oh, John. Your hand.
I'm all right.
Does it hurt?
What do you think?
I thought that spike had gone right through your hand.
It really did. You should have told Dad.
If I tell him, he'll know I've been climbing trees, won't he? I simply don't want to get beaten again.
Dad wants you.
Who?
Both of you.
Oh, what now? There's only one way to find out.
He said now.
Come in.
Perkins says he wanted to see us.
Ah, John, Victor. Look who's here.
Hello, lads.
Dad!
Well, boys... behaved yourself.
They certainly have, Mr. Tarrant. You'd be proud of them. So, John, Victor, what do you think of that? Your real father's here to take you home.
How long does he leave?
It's not leave, son. They've invalided me out. I'm home for good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the leaders are just approaching the end of the 40th lap. One-tenth of the race now completed. As you can see, there are four runners in the leading group. Fox, Blatchford, Tarrant and Carr.
He's doing all right, isn't he, Mum?
Long way to go yet.
That won't bother Dad.
10 miles gone. It was a good time, too. Right on schedule.
Is he all right, Vic?
Of course he's all right. Mind you, there'd be no way of knowing, even if he wasn't. You know John.
1:10:16, 1:10:17, 1:10:18, 1:10:19.
You all right, John?
Yes.
Sure?
Yeah, just the usual, Dave. Guts playing up a bit.
Yes. Well, take it easy.
So you can win.
Of course, man. What do you think?
Not a chance. I'm just biding my time.
God's sake, keep the guard up, John. He's doing his best. Oh, God.
He's not going to get off from that.
Yeah, just as well.
Not exactly another Freddie Mills, is he, your brother?
I'd say to you, mate.
Yes, but I'm not getting paid, am I?
Oh, no. Come on, John. Oh, no. Come on, John. Get yourself sat down.
I'm all right.
You okay, mate?
Yes, fine.
You're game, yeah, I'll give you that.
It didn't make any difference. You still clobbered me.
Work on your defence if I were you.
I didn't even see it.
Now, he's a good boxer, that one.
Not that good.
Next, come on there, Robert. Shot like a kid. They're waiting there longer than lynchers. Here you are then, son, your purse. £2.10, right?
That's what we agreed. Thanks, Mr. Johnson.
Look, John.
Look, sorry it didn't last longer.
Oh, that's all right. He's a clever lad. The thing is, look, how old are you now, son?
17.
Ah, I thought it was about that. And how many boats have you had now?
6, 7.
Right. So how do you think you're coming along?
All right. I mean, well, tonight was terrible.
Look, you want my advice?
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
You're too brave. There's nothing wrong in that of you. Look, the thing is, you take too many punches.
I'm working on that.
He trains hard.
Oh, I know that,
Vic. He runs every day.
I know. If it was down to fitness, he'd be a world champion. But, look, it's up to you, of course, John. But let me tell you, there's a lot of tough fellas in this game. Really tough. You just have a thought, eh? Huh? Anyway, lad, good luck to you, whatever you do.
I don't deserve this money.
£2.10, of course you do.
55 seconds in the second round.
But so what? If he paid you twice as much, you'd be out of pocket.
Was he right, Vic?
Right? About what?
Paddy Johnson just now, was he right?
No good asking me. What do I know about boxing?
Haven't you found that puncture yet?
Sorry, Dad.
I knew I should have done it myself.
Shove it in the water, Vic.
Now, put your mugs of tea down here.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Cheers. Yeah. Have you made up your mind yet? About the boxing?
Oh, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, you know what John's like. Stubborn little bleeder.
Language, Victor.
It's not that. I just don't like giving up on things.
So what do you call that when it's at home?
Stubborn, like I said.
The thing is, if I'm honest, it's not the boxing so much I like. It's the keeping fit.
Well, stick to the running, then. I mean, you do enjoy that, don't you?
Yeah, even the uphill stuff.
Sprinting uphills, you must be mad.
Gets you fit.
Gets you tired, ask me.
Well, you don't understand that. It's marvellous, that feeling of fitness. It really is.
Spend the time in the army that I have, you do as little as you have to.
That's different.
Yes. It must be.
Hey, we could do it together, if you like. The running.
Well, we could, couldn't we?
Yeah. Hey, there's the puncture. See those bubbles?
Yeah.
You got the chalk?
It's in the tin, Dad, by your foot.
The thing is, you've already done well at running.
Have I?
That race at the boys' school. Champion, weren't you? So Vic told me.
Yeah, champion of all the schools against the older boys,
well,
too.
Well, there you are, then. You've proved it. If I were you, I'd have a go. It's got to be better than having some lad twice your size hitting lumps out of
you. Yeah, that's what I think.
Anyway, I'm on your side, son, whatever you do. Both of you.
All right, then. Let's have a go. It'll only be hobby, anyway. We don't have to take it too seriously.
Not take it seriously, you?
Yes, just for a bit of fun.
Yeah, and pigs might fly.
You want to bother me, float?
What?
What the heck are you doing?
Running to work.
Can't afford the bus fare?
Something like that, yes. Hey, Dad says 2 pints today.
You go after world record time.
What?
The gaffers were making a good enough profit already, you know, before they took you on.
Hey, you two! Get on with it!
Just going for a pee.
Aye, we'll be quick about it. What's your excuse, Darren?
Oh, sorry.
Mind if I join you?
It's a free lump of rock.
Not if it belongs to Longdon's quarry, it isn't.
Oh, sorry. Here, let me move my sandwiches. Oh.
Tough work.
I don't mind that.
I can see you don't.
Helps keep you fit.
I'm past worrying about that at my age. George Bailey.
John Tarrant, how do you do?
Hello. What with running here morning and night on top of this, you won't have too much trouble sleeping nights.
No.
How far do you do?
About 4 miles each way. I'd like to do more, but, you know.
With the hours here?
Yeah, it doesn't leave a lot, no. I used to be able to do more until I got this job. Mind you, days I don't do overtime, I go a longer way round on the way home, get a few more miles in.
Must enjoy it.
Yeah. In fact, the more I do, the more I like it.
Yes. Do you fancy one of my sandwiches?
No.
I always find it difficult to eat all that a wife packs. It's ham.
Well, if you're sure.
Sure, I'm sure.
Well, thanks, then. Make a change from the cheese and pickle.
Always been the trouble, that.
No problem.
If you want to run. If you've got to do a job, that is, finding the time.
All right for the toff.
Yeah. Still, not bad blokes, most of them, when you get to know them, in spite of the cut-glass accents.
Did you used to run? Is this what you're saying?
Did a bit, yeah.
Thought so, where you were talking.
Won a few things.
Did you?
This and that. Steeplechase at the Empire Games.
No.
Gold medal.
You didn't?
Did the Olympics, 32.
Bloody hell, used to do a bit, eh?
Didn't get a medal, mind.
Yeah, but the Olympics, running for your country, it must be marvellous.
It is. Long time ago now, though.
Well, still.
Yeah. Can I say something? Bit of advice?
No, of course.
If you're really keen on running, I'd join a club, a running club. That way you'll get help. Training tips, you know. And you'll have other blokes to run with. Always helps that.
You know, trouble is, the nearest club's miles away. Take me forever to get there, even if I could afford it.
Yeah, that can be a problem. Look, I'll tell you what, if you like, I can introduce you to a group of lads who go running in the evenings, not far from you. How about that?
Well, I'd like that, thanks.
Right. Well, then, back to work, eh?
Oh, yes.
No peace for the wicked. Look, John.
Yes?
They're good blokes, really.
Hmm?
The chaps who work here.
I haven't been working here long enough to get to
know
any of them well.
A lot of rough edges, yes, but salt of the earth, really. Thing is, John, with this peace work we do here, the gaffers have worked out what they think is a reasonable time to break up a load of stone and fill a wagon.
Well, that's what I thought, yes.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is that if they see anyone, you or anyone, making it all look too easy, well, they might up the ante. You see what I'm getting at?
I'm not sure I...
Just a thought, that's all. I told the lads I'd have a word. Anyway, if you can wangle it, it's Wednesday and Friday nights, these chaps I was telling you about. Go out for that run.
I'll be there.
That's the spirit. Right, then. Back to the grindstone.
Oh. Hey, George.
Yeah?
I'll take it easier. I'm sorry.
Good lad. Leave the record breaking for the track, eh?
I will, yes. Yes.
Evening, Edie. Oh,
hello, Doreen.
Nice evening.
Just putting the rubbish out.
So I see. Good and early for tomorrow, eh?
Oh, my mum says if we don't do it the day before, we forget.
Huh. Got nothing to do with that skinny lad who runs past here every evening.
What skinny lad?
Oh, there's more than one running along here, is there?
I don't know what you mean.
Of course you don't. Anyway, love, don't look now, but there's one of them skinny lads coming along here at this very moment.
Oh?
What a coincidence. Anyway, I'd better get in. The old man will be yelling for his tea. Oh, dumpity, 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 dump. Here comes a galloping major.
Hello.
Hello.
What was that you were singing?
Oh, just a song. My mum used to sing it.
Oh. Nice night.
Yeah.
Emptying the rubbish.
Dustman comes tomorrow.
That's right. I mean, that's what I thought. Was it...
You never seem...
I'm sorry. I mean...
Well,
yes?
I was just going to say, you never seem out of breath.
Oh.
Well, if I have to run for the bus, I'm gasping. What were you going to say?
Pardon?
Just now, you were going to say something.
Oh, it was just, well, was it all right? The sink.
Oh, now that depends on what you mean by all right.
I did a good job there.
Well, if you say so.
Well, nothing wrong with it at all. Okay, so what was wrong with it?
Nothing, you just told me.
What was wrong?
Well, maybe parts are supposed to leak. Nobody told me.
Leak? Never.
Have it your own way, but I've had to empty the bowl I put underneath it twice already.
All right, then. We'll soon see about that.
You fancy a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Who bum, pretty bum, pretty bum, pretty bum. Here comes the galloping rain.
You don't mind me teasing, do you?
Oh, it's better than some of the stuff they shout out at you.
Who?
The kids. Keep your knees up. Left, right, left, right. Missed your bus, have you, mate? I wouldn't mind so much if they think of something a bit original.
So how long have you been doing it?
Oh, a few years now.
Not down this road, you haven't.
Well, I've started this new job at Longdon's Quarry. So I had to work out a new route. All right, turn the tap on.
It'll go all over your face.
No, it won't.
On your own, that'd be it.
Pardon?
Oh, sorry, a joke.
Oh, turn it off!
I told you. Oh, I did warn you.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
Oh, all right, I deserved that.
You should have had more faith.
So, it's okay now?
As right as rain.
Mm, that's what you said yesterday.
I just needed another turn.
Mum will be pleased.
Just your mum.
So am I. Thank you.
Any time. Just let me know. Actually, it was deliberate.
What was?
Leaving it leaking. So you'd ask me in again.
Would you like that cup of tea now?
Thank you.
Might as well, now that I've brewed it. Won't affect your running?
No. Well, no, I shouldn't think so. Why?
Just wondered. Actually, what I did was deliberate, too.
Pardon?
Coming out with the rubbish just as you came along. It was deliberate.
Why?
Why do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Don't often see lads running along the street in shorts and a vest with a haversack on their back.
That's my work clothes. I change when I get there.
So I've got to make the most of it. Might never see anything like it again.
Are you making fun of me?
Sight for sore eyes. You must admit it's unusual.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you.
Sugar's on the table. Must save you quite a bit.
Yes. Pardon?
Running everywhere.
Oh, I suppose so. I hadn't really thought.
Oh, my mum was only saying must save your fortune on your bus fares. How far do you have to go?
Oh, not far. Well, not as far as I'd like. Works out, well, 50 miles a week.
50 miles?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'd like to do more.
You'd like to do more?
Well, it's fitting it in, that's the trouble.
You like running?
Yes.
I thought if it wasn't saving your fares, it'd be something you did to keep yourself fit, you know, healthy.
Well, there is that, yes.
Is that why you're never out of breath?
Oh, you should see me running up hills. I'm gasping then.
I should imagine.
Well, you go faster up then.
Why?
Well, it gets you stronger. That's why you train, to get stronger.
I think I'll stay as I am.
But I do enjoy it, really.
You must do. Like hitting your head against a brick wall, eh? Good when you stop.
Yes.
Want a top up?
Oh, no, thanks.
How about a biscuit?
I won't, thanks. It's like... when you run, it's like... you feel you can do anything. You feel... like a king, like a god. No, I don't mean that.
No, go on.
When you run, the power... that's what it is. Over yourself. It's power over yourself. No one can touch you. No one. When you're out there running, you're running. No one can say to you, you can't do it because I'm boss, because I've got position, because I've got more money than you, and I'm telling you, you can't do it. No one can say that. Like they can say whether you can have a job or not, or house or not.
You all right?
Yes. I was just thinking, when we were kids, Vic and I, we were... That's my brother. We were in a children's home.
What had you done?
Nothing. No, yeah. Honestly, nothing. My mum had died and Dad was in the army. None of the kids there had done anything. Well, mind you, they treated you as if you had. They treated you like criminals. It was odd. They made you call them Mum and Dad, the people in charge, but they treated you... well, you get beaten for anything and... and the punishment. Anyway, yes, they had this race. All the boys, not just that place, but all the schools. And I won.
Oh.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, it must have been good, then.
Well, it wasn't just that, the winning, because I haven't run in a race since.
It was the running. Running, Edie, it's... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Edie.
Edie, you see, it's better than anything else. It's something nobody can take away from you. When it's good, on the good days, you feel as if you can run forever. I can hardly stop myself laughing out loud sometimes, it's so good.
What, when you're running round the streets?
Well, they really think I was mad then.
Oh, you're not mad, John Tarrant. Last thing.
Oh, hello again.
Oh, Mum, you're back.
Good evening, Mrs. Light.
John's just fixed the sink. And properly this time.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. It should be all right. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have put my trousers back on, shouldn't I? I better get going.
You'll catch your death if you run fast enough.
You're always laughing at me.
No, I'm not. Well, the truth is, I've never heard anyone talk like that before about anything.
I'm not much of a talker.
No, it was marvellous.
Would you mind if I... I mean...
If you like. Just the cheek. I'll expect more next time.
Pardon?
Go on, get off with you.
Will I see you again?
Oh, if you keep running along the street, I expect you will.
All right. Bye, then.
Bye, John Tarrant.
George Bailey was right, Vic. It's much better running with a group of other lads.
Yeah, if you say so.
I'm really enjoying this.
There are times when I wish I hadn't persuaded you to give up boxing.
What's wrong for you, that big?
That was really good.
Yeah, it was okay. I just wish I could keep up without getting that sort
of... Good run, lads.
Yeah, George, great.
Yeah, as usual, John's too good for me.
Too good for any of us.
Glad you enjoyed it.
It's nice running with other blokes.
Yeah, all suffering together.
Yeah, you can say that again.
See you in a minute, then. Usually go over to the Bell for a pint or two.
Hey, George.
Yeah?
Do we have to fill this in? This form for the Amateur Athletic Association?
Well, if you want to join a club and run in properly organised races...
Yeah, well, I do.
Well, then you've got to be a member of the 3A's. Everyone has to. What's the problem?
It's something or nothing. John's always been a worrier.
What is it?
It's where you have to sign that you've never earned any money from any sporting activity.
You've been paid to run?
No. Oh, it was boxing.
It was nothing. A few quid, that's all, years ago.
Keep quiet about it, mate.
But it says here that you've got to put down every penny.
Who's going to find out?
I won't tell them, nor will anyone else.
Proper boxing.
Now, they weren't even licensed, the few bouts he did.
There you are. Who's going to care about that? I mean, what's it got to do with running? Hardly gives you an unfair advantage, does it? He's right, John. No one will ever find out.
Fill in the form, chum. Sign the declaration and then forget it.
£17, John. It cost you more than that to do the training.
No, but...
You hardly made a living at it.
But isn't that right, Dad? You've got to be honest.
Nobody's questioning your honesty, John. Not you.
Dad?
I've always found it best, yes. But in this
case... You see?
Thing is, son, I just can't see the important men who run this 3A's being worried about a measly sum like that.
Exactly, that's what I think. They just look at it and say, so what?
Then why put it down? Why take the risk?
Look, I can see what you're saying, Vic.
The thing is, John, to be honest to yourself, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. Well, you know the truth of it, whatever you put down.
Oh, 3 o'clock. Where's that form? If I don't get it filled in now, I'll never get to sleep.
Looking forward to it?
Yes. I'm nervous, but yes.
Be thinking of you.
First race. It'll be different. Well, different than just training.
Do you want to give me the bread? John?
What?
The bread for the ducks. That's why we brought it.
Oh, sorry, I was miles away.
Here you go. You had that.
I was thinking, won't it be awful if I come last?
You won't.
Well, that's what I was thinking, or coming in miles behind everyone else, all on my own.
Do that, and don't think you'll be welcome over my doorstep again, my lad.
Indeed?
You'd be welcome if you never ran another step. Make my life easier, I tell you that.
You don't resent it, do you? Me running all the time?
John!
I'm sorry.
Do I look as if I do? And you're not going to come last, you're going to win.
Well, one thing's for certain, no matter what, I'm going to keep at it.
So what you're trying to say to us is that in order to handle the chips and the vinegar, you shoved the tanner up your hooter.
Turn me down.
Yeah. What did you say?
Turn me down.
Turn that off, Dad.
Yes, Dad.
3A's.
Application regretfully refused.
Because of the boxing.
What do you think? Look, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Vic.
So you put it down after all?
I had to. You said to be honest to myself.
Yes, I did. So what does it mean, being turned down?
I can't run in any race.
At all?
Yeah, nowhere.
I'm sorry, son.
My decision, no one else's.
Well, what will you do?
I'll keep at them. There's nothing else I can do.
It'll only be a matter of time, John. As soon as they know the facts.
That's right. I'll get it sorted out. No one's going to stop me running. No one.
Dave Boxey is now leading the three runners in the lead. The other two are Black Ford and Carr. John Tarrant in fourth place is falling farther and farther back.
You all right, John?
Yes, I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
It'll go. Don't worry.
Don't worry. You look bloody awful, mate.
Someone else has dropped out, Mum.
Only what? 1, 2...
10.
Yeah, 10 left. And your dad's dropping further back, though.
He's just going through a bad patch, that's all.
Oh, I wish he wouldn't keep holding his stomach like that.
It's a long way to go yet. You know, Dad, he won't be giving up yet.
Let's have a smile, Mrs. Tarrant.
That's you.
What? Oh, no, it's me, silly.
All right, everyone. Hold it. Right. Thank you.
You're happy?
Oh, of course I'm happy.
Oh, it'd be nice if we were going away.
We can't afford it, and that's that.
All right, everyone. One more for luck.
Smile.
I'm hoping you.
Oh, what for?
For not taking that piece.
Oh, I didn't see it. I'll go back and take it.
Hey, you can't do that. I'm muffing you.
Oh, hello, Vic. Oh,
all right.
Yeah, great.
As long as he gets his running, everything's right with the world. I'll have a king on that one, please.
Oh, you did that when I wasn't looking.
Oh, don't play drafts with my wife.
Don't be cheeky. Go on, give us a kiss.
Oh, sorry, I'm sweaty.
Yeah, I married a runner. Runner's sweat. How did it go?
Good. I felt really good, and it was a long one, too.
Hey, I just popped round to wish you luck for Saturday.
Oh, let's hope I get to this one. Late for the first, wrong place for the second. I was beginning to think I wouldn't get a race.
Hey, it wasn't my fault.
No, I didn't say it was. Let's just say I'm glad I'm going by train this time.
It's all right, that bike. It is. How are you feeling then, John? Looking forward to it?
Oh, the City of Liverpool Marathon. Finishing at Anfield in front of a huge football crowd. What do you think?
Edie, I didn't mean to wake you.
Oh, I had to wish you luck.
Yes, well, I didn't expect you to get up at 4:30. Hey, look,
Thanks for doing all that.
Oh, at least I could do.
Everything washed and ironed.
Well, you've got to look smart when you run into Anfield.
And sandwiches and a flask.
Well, you'll need something afterwards for the journey home.
I wish you could be there.
Oh, two train fares. Don't be silly.
No. Right. I'll just get everything into the haversack. Hope I'm doing the right thing.
So do I. A marathon.
Oh, I don't mean that. I'm just wondering what the other runners will think. I've been refused membership of the 3A's, don't forget.
Oh, nothing they can say. It's a public highway.
Well, I don't want to rub anyone up the wrong way.
It won't be your fault if you do.
No. Well, I'd better be off.
And you haven't had your tea.
Well, I haven't got time now.
Oh. Good luck.
Think of me, Edie.
Oh, of course I'll be thinking of you. And when you come back, I want to hear that you've given this Arthur Kiley a run for his money.
Oh, best long-distance runner in England, that'll be the day.
Won just about everything there is to win, isn't that what he said?
Exactly. If I can finish, that'll do me.
So, it won't do him any harm, will it, to let him know there's someone else around now?
Yes. I'll tell you something. I bet he doesn't have to get up with a lark every time he races.
No.
It'll all be laid on for someone as famous as Arthur Kiley.
Arthur.
What, what?
Wake up.
What's the time?
4:45. The time you set the alarm for. Mind you, I don't know why you bother. If it wasn't for me, you'd sleep through it every time.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't get to any of them. I don't think I'm not grateful. Well, I better be careful, though, or you'll start running the races for me.
That'll be the day.
We mustn't let that happen. You might beat me. Right, then. Better get up.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
The morning of some big race halfway across the country, and you'll say, blow it, turn over and go back to sleep.
Well, you never know. One day.
Yes. When you're drawing your old age pension. All right, love, off you go. Mind you win again.
Morning, Arthur.
Morning, Nobby. I'll put me back in left luggage as usual. Is that okay?
It'll be there when you get back. Going to win today, are you?
I'll do me best.
Of course you will. No one can beat Arthur Kiley.
Wish I had your confidence. Well, I better get going. Don't want to miss the train.
Don't worry, it'll wait. No one else gets on this early in the morning.
Yeah, no one else is stupid.
Good luck.
Hello there, Arthur.
Bill, how are you?
All right, until I saw you. You going for the record?
We'll see.
Have to beat me first.
Yes, and a couple of hundred others.
Okay, gents, can I have a little fun? Gentlemen, please. I want some hush. The race, gentlemen, will start in exactly half an hour. Now, don't forget to put your clothes in the official bus. Otherwise, don't come running to me if you've got nothing to wear when you get to Anfield.
Have your clobber instead. You get two of us in your suit.
Yes, all right. Half an hour, Jake.
This your first one, son?
Sorry?
First marathon?
No, of course not. Well, yes, actually.
Thought so. How do you feel?
All right, thanks. Beginning to wish I hadn't come.
Ah, oh, gets us all like that. You'll be all right once you start.
I hope so.
Thing is to enjoy it.
Well, I'll try.
But just one thing. Do you mind?
No, please, anything.
Take it steady, eh? Till you see how you're going. So easy to get caught up with it all at the start. The excitement, the old adrenaline, eh? You reach 5 miles and you're finished. And it's too late then. It's never the distance that kills, it's the pace.
Right. I'll remember that, thank you.
Anyway, good luck, son. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Excuse me.
Yes?
Who's that? The chap I was just talking to.
Arthur Kiley.
Arthur? Oh, yes, right. Of course, yes. I just didn't recognise him.
Oh, take a good look at him, mate. You won't see much of him during the race.
Make your way to the start, gentlemen. During the next 5 minutes, please. During the next 5 minutes.
Right, darling.
Here come the leaders!
How many?
They're
six, no, seven.
Oh, they're miles ahead.
Yeah, can't even see.
Come on, mate.
Is Arthur there?
Of course he's there. Oh. Come on, Arthur.
Looking good, Arthur.
When doesn't he? Use the tour lab without a number.
Come ask me.
Nothing matters.
No, as soon as Arthur presses the accelerator, they'll all drop back. Come on, no flaming number. Come on, Arthur.
How are you feeling, son?
Fine, thanks.
You look it. Too bloody good, if you ask me.
How far have we done now, do you reckon?
Just going up the 10-mile mark. See that board ahead of you?
Oh, yes, right.
5901, 5902, 5903.
It's not a bad time, that. You're doing well, son. Hey, what do you think you're doing? Oh, well, on your own head be it.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know, some young lad. I chatted to him in the dressing room.
Another death of glory boy, eh? He'll soon come back to us.
Of course he will. They always do.
Hey, who's this?
Don't ask me. Never seen him before.
He's way ahead.
You're doing well, son.
Arthur's not going to like it, though.
He'll pull him back, don't you worry.
Hey, you shouldn't have said that. You made him run faster, whoever he is.
Keep it going, mate. Nearly halfway.
Come on, lad.
What did the timekeeper say, Arthur?
He was trying to keep up with me on his bike. But I think he said not to worry. That fella's not even officially entered.
In that case, he'll definitely come back to us.
Of course he will. Let's hope so, anyway.
Hey, someone's coming.
Right, sonny, get the drinks ready.
Do I just hold them out?
That's right. They grab them as they come by. Just a minute.
What?
He's not got a number on. The drinks are only for the official entrance. Sorry, whoever you are. It's the rules.
How far is this?
It's on the board. 15 miles. 11 and a bit to go.
Right. Thanks.
He's looking a bit the way to way, though, isn't he?
So would you be. That far ahead of a field of this calibre.
How far ahead is that chap?
3 or 4 minutes, Alpha.
Bloody hell. I'm going after him. Anyone coming with me?
Not me. I'm not going to mess up my rhythm for anyone.
You know what they said, Arthur? He's not even an official entrant. He'll come back to us.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't? What if we get to Anfield and find some unknown has beaten us to it, eh? International runners, the lot of us. We'll look right Charlies. Oh. Sod this for a game of soldiers. I'm after him.
Good luck.
I might need it.
Let's hope he shatters himself chasing this fella. Then we can pick him off too.
Arthur Kiley shattered. Never.
Come on, Arthur.
That's right.
21 miles. That young chap looks done for.
Arthur's just overtaking him.
Making him look as if he's standing still.
Come on, Arthur. Not far to go now.
Well run, son. Well run. Keep it up.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, comes the winner of the Liverpool Marathon. And for the third time in succession, it's Arthur Kiley.
Well run, Arthur.
Thanks, Bill.
I'll get you next time.
I wouldn't be surprised. Have you seen that chap?
Which chap?
The one who shot off ahead.
Death or Glory?
Yes. Have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
Pity, I wanted a word. So, maybe next time, eh?
Cup of tea, please.
What? Oh, right. Bit late for the match.
Not here for the match.
Just passing, are you?
Well, you could say that, aye.
Well, don't usually get accustomed during the game. It's before or after that I do all my trade. Yes, son. That'll be sixpence to you, seeing as how I like your face.
Yeah, how much for anyone else?
The tanner.
I see. Thanks.
Ah, there you are.
Oh, Mr. Kiley.
Arthur, please. Sorry, I don't know your name.
Tarrant. John Tarrant.
Oh, nice to meet you. I didn't see you in the showers.
No, they let me change in the bus. The one that brought all the gear here. Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Must be a wonderful feeling, that. Running into a stadium full of people.
Who've all come to watch Liverpool versus Huddersfield.
It must be marvellous, though.
Never get used to it, want the honest truth.
Running for your country.
Yes. It means a lot, that.
I bet it does. That's what I really want. To run for my country. Get an international vest.
You perform like that, son, and you will. Had us all worried.
Well, I don't know about that.
Really? You weren't up against rubbish today, you know.
I know that.
Best in the country, that lot. Even though I say so myself. Didn't you finish?
They wouldn't let me into the stadium because I wasn't a proper entry.
Yeah. Well, next race, enter properly.
Yes, I will.
Makes life much easier.
Just as well, actually. I was hardly able to walk by the time I got here. Quite a few of you overtook me.
Oh, understandable. First marathon, you said?
First anything.
Well, there you are, then. Say that again.
First proper race.
Good God.
I knew I could do the distance, mind. I tried it out at home a couple of days ago.
You cheeky bugger.
I'm sorry?
You ran the full distance 2 days before you were going to compete against some of the best marathon runners in the world.
Well, isn't that what everyone does?
No, that isn't what everyone does. Look, I'd better straighten you out about a few things. Training, tactics, things like that, eh? Well, why I should help someone as good as you, God only knows. Look, sit next to me at the do and we'll have a chat.
At the what?
Oh, they lay on a meal for the runners. Do you proud here? A good sit-down feed.
No, I won't. I better not.
Because you're not an official entry? Don't worry, son. Come with me.
No, I think I'll give it a miss. Thanks very much. Congratulations again, Mr. Kiley.
Arthur. Anyway, well done.
Thanks very much.
See you again.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the world is full of surprises.
Who is that, Arthur?
Yeah. Oh, hello, Tom.
I'd like to phone something in for the late edition.
He frightened the life out of us, I can tell you that.
But who is he?
Tarrant, I think he said. I think we should call him the Ghost, eh? The Marathon Ghost.
Liverpool Echo! Liverpool Echo! Mystery runner in the marathon!
Could I have one, please?
That's what I'm here for.
Hmm? Oh, right. Yeah, thank you.
So.
There was the unusual spectacle of an unnumbered competitor leading the field. Are you listening?
Of course I'm listening.
A marathon official stated that he was not among the official entrants. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes. And 5 miles further on, the unofficial competitor, whose name was given as Torrance.
Torrance?
Yeah, I know. Hmm. Was over 3 minutes ahead. So what do you think of that?
Much more of it, and it'll cost us to talk to you. That's what I think of that.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm stiff.
It's all right, Master Runner. I'll get it.
Next time, I'll make sure they get my name right. Over 3 minutes ahead of the rest of the field. Didn't last long, though. I'll just have to do better next time.
John, it's for you.
Mr. Tarrant?
Yes?
I thought it was Torrance. Your wife's just put me right. The important thing is that you are the fella that did that marathon. The one Arthur Kiley called the Ghost Runner.
Did he? Oh, I didn't know that. Yes, I'm the one.
In that case, do you think I could have a word?
Frieda!
What?
Come here for a second.
Your breakfast on the table.
I know.
What is it, then?
Who won the Liverpool Marathon Saturday, Frieda? Do you remember?
You, dear.
Anything special about it?
Third victory in a row, dear.
For who?
Arthur Kiley, dear.
Arthur Kiley, dear. And who do you think got all the publicity?
I don't know. Who's got all the publicity, dear?
John Bleeding Tarrant, that's who, in the Daily Express, too. Look at that.
Is that him? The photograph?
That's him. Sitting with his feet in a bowl of water.
I am the Marathon Ghost, says John Tarrant.
I knew we were going to have trouble with that one.
The Amateur Athletic Association, good morning. Mr. Crum, I think he's in a meeting at the moment. I'll just check for you, sir.
The
principle of it.
Yes? Mr. Crump, we're having a meeting at the moment. Hang on. Jack?
Not now.
Tell the caller Mr. Crump's at a meeting. He'll ring him back.
Could you take a seat, please, gentlemen? Let's have her get this Tarrant business sorted out. Well, let me just read one of the newspaper reports, the Daily Express. Why did he do it? Said Tarrant, to convince Jack Crump of the Three A's that I'm purely an amateur runner and race for the love of it. But they refused to recognise me because I earned a few shillings as a boxer. And so on Saturday, and a fight harder than John ever had in the ring, a fight to win recognition as a runner, as an amateur. So, gentlemen, what do you make of that?
Quite a lot of the dailies have picked it up, Jack.
Exactly what this fellow wanted, no doubt.
Well, you think that's what it's all about, eh?
Isn't there an adage that holds that there's no such thing as bad publicity?
Well, unless you're bearing the brunt of it, of course.
Precisely. So, what about this Tarrant?
Oh, it's all true. He's applied for reinstatement on numerous occasions, both to his local AA and to us.
And been turned down on all those numerous occasions.
That's right.
This boxing thing happened, then?
Oh, yes. He admitted it himself.
Well, I have no choice. None. His sport has always been totally amateur, and he's always going to remain totally amateur.
Exactly.
And in any case, we've got this agreement with the ABA, haven't we?
Oh, it's in the rules, all right.
And what's the ABA, exactly?
Oh. The Amateur Boxing Association.
Chap's got a right to know.
The point is that both associations have agreed that if you earn money at one of the sports, then you can't compete in the other as an amateur.
Quite right, too.
Oh, yes, we can't have that sort of thing.
So, the question, then, is how do we stop this Tarrant playing silly buggers?
Here we are.
On time for a change.
Hey, none of that, or next time you walk.
Hey, the start must be over there in the park. Lots of runners, by the looks of it.
10-mile races always get a lot of entries.
Wonder where Arthur Kiley is.
Will he be running?
Try and stop him. He runs in just about everything. Right then, I'll go get changed.
Hey, hang about, John.
What's the matter?
Those men, see them? Over there.
What men?
What's going on? Hey, stay here for a second. I'll see what's up. I don't believe it.
What?
I just don't believe it. It's like a gangster picture. You know what they're doing, all those officials?
What?
They're showing the competitors a photo of you, asking them if they've seen you around.
Are you serious?
That doesn't seem possible, does it?
Right. Two can play that game.
How are you going to do today, then, Albert?
10 miles is a bit short for me, but we'll see how it goes.
Right. Good luck.
And you.
Are you ready?
Good luck, John.
Thanks. I'm going to need it.
Hey! Stop!
Hey, you! You! Stop!
Afternoon, John.
Hello, Mr. Kiley. Arthur.
Oh, we got a nice day for it.
Could have been worse.
A lot worse. So what have you been up to, then?
How do you mean?
They were showing everyone photographs of you.
Oh, were they?
Now, who do you suppose they mean by that?
Don't ask me, Arthur.
All runners who run with a barred runner risk their own status.
All right, what are they going to do? Bar a lot of us?
Have to run themselves, then, wouldn't they?
Oh, that'd be a joke. Some of those buggers couldn't run upstairs in a bungalow.
What's that?
What? Oh, see what they're doing now? The silly sods are chasing us on a motorbike.
John, run in the middle of us.
Right, ta.
They'll soon get tired of their silly games. Afternoon, Sid.
Only doing my job, Arthur.
Yeah, of course you are.
The runner without a number is not allowed to run under amateur rules. By running with him, you are all jeopardizing your status.
Any of you lads feel jeopardized?
I don't know what it means.
We're only poor ignorant runners.
Will the runner without a number please leave the race? You're spoiling it for the other competitors.
The only one spoiling the race, that stupid sod with his megaphone.
You stick with it, mate. They'll soon get tired.
Yeah, take no notice.
Welcome to the club, John.
Will the runner without a number please leave the race?
How did you do it?
Oh, it was easy. I got changed behind some bushes with Vic keeping lookout.
I didn't want him to be had up for indecent exposure.
Then I borrowed Vic's coat and cap and put them on over my running gear and stood in the crowd watching the start.
Didn't anyone see you?
Oh, why should they? Anyway, as soon as the gun went off, I took them off, gave them to Vic and raced after the field.
So what happened?
All flaming pandemonium. Shouting through loud hailers.
Yeah.
Oh. I bloody did.
One of them chased after us on a motorbike with another official standing in the sidecar reaching out trying to grab me.
Oh, it's funnier than the Keystone Cops.
Oh, it really isn't all that funny, is it?
No, not really.
Well, it depends how long I've got to keep on doing it, doesn't it?
Arthur?
What?
There's someone out in yard to see you.
Me?
It's nearly your meal, right? You can go now and come back 10 minutes early.
Right. Thanks for the note.
John? If you don't mind me asking for you.
No, of course not. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks, Arthur.
Training hard?
Yes.
That's what I like to hear. What are you doing here?
I came looking for a job. I thought if Arthur Kiley worked at the railway yards, it had to be all right for running.
Don't kid yourself. It's bloody hard work.
I was thinking more of the hours. It's piecework where I'm at.
Well, what do you do?
I work in a quarry, breaking up rocks, loading wagons.
And... Oh, dear. That sounds tough.
It is.
Well, it's no picnic here, mind you. One of the good things about working for the railway is you get a quarter off your fares. Helps in getting to races.
All right. Well, see, the thing is, I had the sort of feeling, you know, that the top runners, the fellas winning things, like you, would be getting things a bit easier.
Don't you believe it. Look, have you eaten?
No, not yet.
Well, come into the canteen.
Well, I'm a bit short of...
Look, on me, it's all right. You can do the same for me one day.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Incidentally, did you get the job?
No, it had gone already.
So, that's what it's all about. You know, when they were stopping us at that race, showing us those photos, we were all wondering what you'd done. Killed your mother, at least.
Yeah. Worse as far as the 3 years are concerned.
17 quid. Bloody nonsense.
Perhaps I shouldn't have said anything.
Yes, but who'd have thought?
Yeah, that's right. Everybody said they wouldn't bother about something like that.
Rules is rules.
All I want to do is run, that's all.
Know the feeling.
One day... Who knows? Run for England.
Why not?
That's what I really want. Get me international vest.
Yeah, mind you, John, it's not an easy life. Not for working class blokes. Mm. All right for the public school lads. Blokes at Oxford and Cambridge with a few bob to rub together. Tell you something, but not a word to anyone. I have to sell half my prizes to get the cash together to go to all these races.
Do you?
Yeah. Not the cups and things, but prizes. You know, clocks, cameras, things like that.
Mm.
As this chap works in plating shed, gives me the market value. If it wasn't for that, I'd be in trouble. Now, that's against the rules, too. So, mum's the word.
Mm.
Or we'll all have to become ghost runners. I still don't believe it. 17 quid.
Yeah, seems strange, doesn't it?
When you think of the Russians and the Yanks...
What, do they get paid for running?
Mm. Not actually, of course. The international athletic people are stricter than our lot, if that's possible. But if you're a good runner behind the Iron Curtain, what do you get? A commission in the army. In America, they give you a place in university.
And that's a fiddle, is it?
Well, don't tell me they do anything else but run and train.
Seems very unfair, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The thing is, John, don't let it get you down, eh?
Do you reckon any of the others will mind if I go on jumping into races like that?
No, they'll be on your side, son. Promise you. In fact, I wouldn't be at all surprised if the 3A start getting letters soon. And one of the first will have my signature on it.
Oh, thanks, Arthur.
No, you keep going. Good luck to you. You'll beat the buggers yet, you see.
From the letters received by Athletics Weekly from all parts of the country, it seems that public opinion is very much on the side of John Tarrant, that's your father, who's fighting for his freedom to take part in amateur athletics. Space will not permit the printing of even a fraction of the letters received, but the general tone is summed up by reader F.H.J. Hawkins, who writes, Need the AAA be so dogmatic and bureaucratic? Cannot they be more enlightened and alter their own rules? What is there to stop them? Will not public opinion swing them this year? Could be so easy. That's right. Daddy's getting very famous.
Oh!
What do you think?
Edith.
Guess.
Why don't you make some more noise when you come in and then you can really give me a heart attack?
The Ghost Runner has won his first race.
They'll have to reinstate me now. They'll have to.
No!
That dead box is pulling further away.
Oh, I wish John would stop. It's a break his heart, but I wish he'd stop. How is he, Vic?
He's over half a lap behind.
Oh, I can see that.
He'll get it back, Mum. It's a long way to go yet.
Yeah, of course he will. He's just going through a bad patch, that's all.
How is he, really?
Oh, okay.
Vic?
Yeah, all right. His guts are giving him hell.
Oh, it's so unfair. After all he's gone through, it's so unfair.
Here you are, Gov. Thank you. Here you are. Keep the change.
Oh, thanks, Gov. You're that Peter Wilson, aren't you? The man they can't gag.
I admit it, yes.
Always read your stuff. Never miss.
Of course you do. All educated people do.
So, this is the boy, is it?
That's right, Mr. Wilson. 3 years old now. Say hello, Roger.
Hello, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson's a reporter from the Daily Mirror.
Wait, hardly a reporter, Edie. Mr. Wilson's a sports columnist, the best in Fleet Street.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tarrant. Now, before I put pen to paper, I like to try and get things from the horse's mouth. So tell me about it. Why the Ghost Runner? Oh,
I'll tell you. Just a second. Right. Here you are. Read this, Mr. Wilson.
Athletics Weekly, April 1957.
Page 12, Nottingham 15. And John came sixth. Read it.
Kylie Kirkup, Smith, Pawson, Wilkinson, no Tarrant.
As if he wasn't there. Now this one, Hull Beach, August 57.
No mention.
And this one?
Salford Harriers 10 Miles Championship.
And that's the one.
Again. No mention.
He won that. Do you want more?
I get the picture.
Well, that's just the start. Same thing's been happening all his career.
Must be galling.
Well, it is a bit.
Galling? John's won, oh, lots of races all over the place. Have a look around you, Mr. Wilson, at all the trophies.
I see.
Conspicuous by their absence, eh? Can you imagine what it's like winning a race and then standing in the crowd watching the man who came second walking up to get the cup?
And the reason they won't let him run officially is because he's a professional.
So they say.
The reasoning being that if one man gets paid for running or whatever, it'll give him an unfair advantage on the others.
Oh, that's the reasoning.
Well, surely you agree with that.
This man they call a professional, Mr. Wilson, he works a 50-hour week and runs 150 miles in training. He has to get up at 5 in the morning sometimes to get to races, and he can't afford to buy a meal when he gets there.
So in order to circumvent this ruling, he's taken to disguising himself in a coat and cap and leaping out of the crowd to join in the race.
Well, that just started as a spur-of-the-moment thing. But it worked, so I kept on doing it for a while. Now I don't bother. Now I just get changed in some bushes, hang around away from the others and join in after the gun.
What about the officials?
They just shrug their shoulders now. They don't like it, but they can't stop me running on the Queen's Highway. And as all the other athletes are on my side, well...
Are they?
Did you tell them about that American, John?
Oh, well, it happened some while ago, after the Doncaster to Sheffield, I think. Anyway... This Yank came up to me and said, why didn't I emigrate to America? I could take out citizenship. They'd reinstate me like a shot. And I could run for them in the Olympics. They're a bit short of marathon runners over there.
Weren't you tempted?
Well, of course. But I'm English, Mr. Wilson. I want to run for my country, not somewhere else. I wouldn't feel right.
Okay. Now, if I'm going to write an article about this, I need to know how it all started. What brought it all about?
Arthur?
What?
Have you seen this?
What?
Peter Wilson's written about John Tarrant in the Daily Mirror.
Has he now? Let's have a look. Photograph and all. You must have heard of John Tarrant. He's the bloke who, beginning as a teenager, had 8 unlicensed professional boxing matches, for which he received £17. Because of that, he's not allowed to run. Never in my life have I heard such an indictment of the restrictive practices in amateur sport. Well, well.
That's telling them.
If I was John, I wouldn't pin too many hopes. If I know Jack Crump and his cronies at the 3A's, this'll just make them dig their heels in even more.
Read the rest.
The governing body are pompous,
arrogant individuals not fit to be in office. This is the wickedness of rigid amateurism. The Tarrants of this world get little enough encouragement in their country. Let them at least have justice.
Oh, I bet John's pleased.
Oh, not particularly. He's had so many disappointments.
Look who's come to see me.
Good evening, Mrs. Tarrant. My name's Dave Box.
You've heard of him, Edie?
Hello.
Heard of him? One of the world's greatest ultra runners. Pleased to meet you.
That was delicious, Mrs. Tarrant.
Good basic English grub.
Oh, I love it.
So, tell us more about the Comrades Marathon.
You know of it?
Oh, of course.
What is it?
Well, double marathon, 54 miles, Durban to
Pietermaritzburg.
Yeah. The most famous long-distance race in the world.
That in your London to Brighton. So?
It'll be a great challenge, wouldn't it? Oh, but it's out of the question. I can only just scrape together the rail fare to get to races 50 miles away, but South Africa...
I just wanted you to know that all the runners out there would love you to compete.
Well, that's very flattering. Well, actually, I've been thinking of it.
Thinking of what?
Going into the ultra game, really long distance.
Twice as much training, I suppose. We hardly see him as it is.
I get the same sort of complaint from my wife.
But if that's what you want...
It'd be a challenge, though, wouldn't it? What I really need is a job with shorter hours.
The job's yours, Mr. Tarrant, if you want it. Gardening and general caretaker.
With Saturday and Sunday off.
Of course.
Can I think about it?
Of course. Long as it doesn't take too long.
Well, it's mine if I want it.
Oh, good. So you'll be coming to live in Hereford?
Like you said, there's house included.
That's why I told you about it. Suit you down to the ground.
Less money, though. Is it fair on Edie and Roger? I won't be able to get to sleep until you say something.
You know I'm behind you, no matter what.
I couldn't do anything without you, Edie. I just worry that maybe I'm getting this running out of proportion.
Oh, I'll never forget you talking about it, remember? When you were doing Mum's Sink? I knew there was something special then. Oh, there are not many people in the world with your dedication and devotion, John, not to anything. To stop you doing that, oh, it'd be wrong, very wrong. You do whatever it is you need to do.
Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen, the story of the Ghost Runner. Well, John, if anyone ever needed a definition of a genuine amateur, I'd point them in your direction.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
And we on Sports Scene always John Tarrant the best of luck in his fight for reinstatement.
I think it's about time I had a word with this John Tarrant.
Thought I was going to stay with you this evening, John.
That's what we all think till we decide to dig in.
I'd like to talk to a Mr. Tarrant.
Which one?
John Tarrant.
That's me.
Good run.
Oh, every run's a good run for John.
Oh, that's the spirit. Oh, don't let me stop you getting changed. Don't want to catch a chill.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm on the committee of the Amateur Athletic Association. Oh. I was wondering if we could have a chat.
He said everything he wants to say to the 3A's over and over.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Do you know how many times he's applied for reinstatement? How many times he's written...
It's all right, Vic.
I'm on Mr. Tarrant's side. Oh, my name's Harold Abrams, by the way. I used to be a runner.
And what this means is that the Amateur Athletic Association's agreement with the White City will last for a further 10 years. So what I ask is that the honorary officers be authorised to sign the final agreement on behalf of the association.
Do we agree to that?
Aye.
Agreed.
We now come to the matter of the John Tarrant appeal.
Mr. Chairman, this has been going on for years and years.
We're aware of that, Jack. Harold, I believe you have something to say on the matter.
Yes, I do. As the meeting will know, I've talked to you all privately. I think I can say that all of us, men deeply involved with the sport of athletics, would want, if possible, to help John Tarrant. A man who's not only proved what a great runner he is, but has done so under the most trying of circumstances.
Oh, that's all very well, Harold.
Now, if you'll just bear with me, Jack. The problem seems to have been this arrangement with the Amateur Boxing Association, enshrined in our respective rule books, in which we agree not to allow people suspended or disqualified from either association to belong to the other.
Quite right.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree with you. I'm all for retaining the status quo. Most lawyers are. And I'm the last person in the world to want to change the amateur nature of our sport.
Yeah.
And nonetheless, I think we'll all agree that as far as our association is concerned, John Tarrant has not broken a single rule.
Oh.
He's a bona fide amateur. In fact, having talked with him...
Talked with him?
Yes, Jack. No rule against that, is there? Having talked with him, I'd say, in actuality, his sport has cost him a great deal, rather than the other way round. So the only bar, and it's always been the case, is the boxing. Now, I've been in contact with the ABA, who have been most helpful. They've checked their minutes covering the relevant dates and found not only had John Tarrant never been affiliated to them, he has never even applied to be so.
Yeah, what is all this meant to prove, Harold?
I'm just about to tell you. Now, if John has never been affiliated to the ABA, how can he have broken any of their rules? How can you be suspended or disqualified from an organization that you've never even applied to belong to? Now, it seems to me, therefore, that John Tarrant hasn't broken the rules of either of our associations. Now, the only case against John Tarrant is his own honesty when he first filled in our application form all those years ago. So, where is it? Ah, yes. It is my view, as Mr. Tarrant has never come under the jurisdiction of ABA Law 13.1, Competition Rule 4, Agreement with Other National Governing Bodies, does not apply. I would like the meeting, therefore, to recommend that as Mr. Tarrant can be reinstated under AAA laws, the Northern Counties AA be asked to consider the application for reinstatement on the same lines as any application received from an athlete.
Agreed?
Agreed, aye.
Jack?
Aye.
Agreed. Unanimously.
I'll take that one and that one.
You can't do that, Mummy.
Oh, yes, I can.
It's not fair.
Oh, life isn't fair. Ask your dad.
In that case, I'll take that one and that one and that one, and you can make it king. Dad, I'm beating Mummy at draughts.
What is it?
Daddy, I'm winning.
Don't just stand there, John. Say something.
They've sent me a letter.
You have?
A typewritten letter. Just four lines.
You have?
Dear sir, I beg to inform you that you have been reinstated as an amateur by the Handicapping Board of Control, and therefore, and are therefore eligible to compete at athletic meetings held under the laws of the Amateur Athletic Association from this day forward. Yours, Faith. Even the signature's been tight.
John!
They've reinstated me.
Oh, now you can show them.
Well, it's a start.
A start?
Well, now let's see if I can get picked for the Olympics.
It feels odd.
And what does?
After all these years, and here am I pinning an official race number on my vest for the first time.
Right. Will all competitors please line up?
And
the cup for the winner goes to John Tarrant.
And the best man always, John Tarrant.
And the winner's trophy goes to John Tarrant.
John Tarrant, the winner.
First place,
John Tarrant.
John, just put your arms around the second and third place runners. That's it. Thank you. She'll be in the next issue of Athletics Weekly.
At least when you were the ghost runner, I didn't have all these cups and medals to keep clean.
And third prize in the junior event goes to Tommy Watts. Oh,
yeah. Afternoon, Vic.
Hello, Mr. Crump. I'm surprised to see you here.
I'll come to as many races as I can, especially the important ones. Good run by John.
One of many.
Oh, yes. Can't deny him that.
A certainty for the Olympics.
Nobody's certain. You know that.
Well, that's what everyone's saying anyway. Mind you, he should have had his international vest years ago, shouldn't he?
And now we come to the senior event.
There's something I've got to tell you. Yeah. I wanted to give John a message. He's been banned by IOA.
Don't believe. You tell him.
No, it'd be best coming from you, Vic.
Best?
No, I'm a bit pushed for time. Got to get back. Tell him we tried.
Oh, God.
Was that Jack Crump?
Yes.
What did he want?
Oh, anyway, who cares? This has got to clinch it for me, hasn't it? It's got to.
What's the matter, Vic? Did he say something? Well, did he?
How could they do it?
Oh, you tell her, Vic.
It's the IAAF.
Well, what's that?
It's the International Amateur Athletics Federation. Oh. They won't allow anyone who's ever earned money at any sport to compete against any other athlete in international competition. Oh. There must be no taint of professionalism.
No, nobody could be more amateur than John. If you wanted a dictionary definition of amateurism, you'd define it as John Tarrant. Why won't they fight for him?
Who?
The three A's. They should keep fighting until John gets the right to run for his country.
Yeah, of course they should.
But then why don't they?
It's snobbery.
Oh.
Oh, they pretend that it's so that a man won't get an unfair advantage over another competitor by being paid. But John... £17 when he was a kid. You know what Peter Wilson thinks. Well, I agree with him. It's class. If John was one of them, they'd fight for him, all right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I think that's the answer, John. Running the comrades. Running all the big races. Keep on showing the buggers what you can do. Only don't give up.
How can I afford to go to South Africa?
Why do you think I told you to get your coat on?
Evening, Mr. Waring.
Ah,
oh,
Vic. Come in.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Waring. This you don't have to tell me. I can recognise John Darrett.
Nice house.
It's not bad, is it? Thank you. I've worked hard enough for it. I'm going to have a scotch. Can I get anything for either of you?
Not for me.
No, thanks.
Wise lads. I'm too old to worry about it. Now, sit down, the pair of you. You look like you've decided not to stop. Now, let me say first, John, that in business, a man who worked as hard and as dedicated as you and was as good at what he did as you would be well on the way to his first million. Unfortunately, you've chosen to excel in an activity run by donkeys. Well, I think you've been treated appallingly, and I'm not the only one. Seems to me if someone wants to run hundreds of miles a week, they might be daft, but who in their right minds would want to stop them?
Well, that's one way of putting
it. Well, it's the only way of putting it. All right, seriously now. I can't tell you how much I admire you, John. Not just for your ability, but for not letting the boogers get you down.
Yes, well, the truth, Mr. Waring.
Ned, please.
Ned, is that the boogers have got me down.
I don't believe that. Not really. Okay. Now, I've heard on the grapevine that you'd like to go to South Africa running this Comrades Marathon.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Well, 54 miles in that heat, you must be mad. But mad or not, I'll sponsor you. Just the trip, mind. How you make out when you get there, that's up to you. What do you say?
John?
Say something, even if it's just okay.
Okay. We have had this letter, Mr. Tarrant, from your own athletic authorities in Britain. It's warning us that if any of our athletes here in South Africa compete with you, they'll be jeopardizing their amateur status.
Bloody officials. Same the world over, eh, John?
Too right.
Take no notice, man.
You run as many races as you want. It's a public highway. Who can stop you?
Thanks, Dave.
It's going to be the first ever black organized race, Mr. Tarrant, in South Africa. 50 miles, Stanger to Durban. We'd like as many whites as possible to run in it.
Of course I'll run.
Let me introduce you to Charles Ogubo, the best black runner in South Africa.
I want to run against you, John Tarrant.
Why is that?
Because I think I can beat you.
Oh, in that case, Charles, I'll be there.
Meneer, aandag. Hier die plek is net vir nie blankes nie. Any white man who runs in this race will be arrested.
You're not dropping out, John, like the rest of the whites.
All my life, people have been trying to stop me running. I haven't succeeded yet.
To your marks, gentlemen.
Good luck, Charles.
Have a good run, John.
And you, mate.
Ready.
But you beat him, Dad. This Charles Ogubo.
They were great. Real sportsmen. The first black organized race, and there they all were, at the finish, waiting to cheer their man home. And the only white man in the race won it. And you know something? They all cheered.
Because you're one of them.
Well, that's what they all said, and I tell you, son, going to South Africa makes you realize you're not the only one being sat on.
It would have been good if me and Mum could have come out.
Maybe next time, son. Start a new life, eh? Mm. But whatever happens, I've got to go back. One day, I'm going to win that comrades as well. I really am.
What happened?
One of those things.
So, what went wrong?
Nothing. I won over 50 races while I was over there.
Yeah, but dropping out of the comrades twice? Not like you.
Happens.
This is me, remember? Vic. There's something wrong, isn't there?
Bit of stomach trouble, that's all. It's been bothering me practically every race. Sometimes I conquer it, sometimes I don't. The doctor said it was nothing to worry about.
Oh. John, where are you? John, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my God, John!
I must say I concur with all the other medical opinions, Mr. Tarrant, here and in South Africa.
Oh, that's what I thought.
That doesn't make sense, Doctor. He lost 5 pints of blood.
I can well imagine it looking pretty dreadful to a layman.
The bathroom was covered in blood.
But as you know, we've had a considerable number of tests, and as I say, I concur with the previous opinions. The trouble is stomach ulcers. Painful, but no more.
Oh. Another good run, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Good race, John.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
John.
Hmm? Oh, Mr. Crump.
Well, run.
Thank you. I must be getting on.
So, how are you? I hear you've been having trouble.
A couple of years now. It's my stomach.
Oh.
Nobody seems to know what it is. Still, as long as I can keep running. Now,
after all your problems, it'll take more than a stomach ache to stop John Tarrant, eh?
You think so?
Anyway, that's not why I wanted to see you.
He's retiring, and he wanted to shake my hand.
What did he say?
How sympathetic he was about what happened. How he knew that no one had worked harder than me. How I was worthy of wearing an English vest.
And so you were.
No, one more so.
You can say that, Edie. Yes, and you, Vic. But him, any of them. I could have run for England. I could have run in the Olympics. I could have run into a stadium in an English vest. I could have done that. And they stopped me. I've dedicated my life to running. And my family's gone without.
John!
It's true, Edie, and you know it. I'm 41 years of age, and I can't even afford to give Christmas presents. We have to give people my cups and trophies. Driving up in his big car, shaking me by the hand. You were worthy of wearing an England vest, John. Then why didn't they give me one?
You're one of the greatest runners in the world. Whatever they do, whatever they say, so do something that'll prove it even to them.
Like what?
Do something they'll never be able to take away from you.
John, take it steady and you'll get the British record for sure.
Bugger the British record. I'm going for the world.
There are only two runners in it now. John Charles from England and Dave Box from South Africa.
I wish he'd stop.
He won't stop now. Not Dad.
He looks in such pain.
John Charles is now lapping Dave Box. He has 5 laps to go.
Go on, John. I'm finished.
He's going away, Mum. Dad's going away.
Keep it going, John. Keep it going.
It's easy for you to say.
Forget your stomach, John. Forget it. Just a few more laps of pain and you've done it. Come on. Keep it going. Remember everything you've gone through. Just remember.
Keep it going, John. Keep it going. Just 2 more laps. You can do it.
2 minutes, 12 seconds to do the last lap.
Come on, come on, come on.
He's done it. He's done it.
Oh, John, oh, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just witnessed a moment of history. John Tarrant has broken the world 100-mile record. 400 laps on the track in 12 hours, 31 minutes. 10 seconds.
You did it, John. You did it.
Yes, sure. In the pouring rain, watched by Edie and Roger and you, plus a handful of spectators and a couple of dogs. Not exactly the Olympics, is it? It's not going to make the headlines all around the world, is it?
But they'll know. All the bastards who tried to keep you down, it'll be in the record book forever. You showed them, John.
Yes. You're right, Vic. I showed them. If any of them are interested.
I'm sorry, but I have to lock up now.
Oh, right.
You found what you wanted?
Not a lot.
Oh, dear. Did he get the world record?
Yes. Ah. And it was broken a year later by a South African called Dave Box.
What happened to this John Tarrant?
He died 2 years later of stomach cancer. He was 47.
Oh, poor sod.
Yeah. Poor sod. Thank you for your help.
Oh, no, not at all.
Good night.
Night.
And the cup for the winner goes to John Tarrant.
And the big man always, John Tarrant.
And the winner's trophy goes to John Tarrant.
John Tarrant, the winner.
First place,
John Tarrant.
In The Ghost Runner by David Hopkins, Paul Panting played John Tarrant, Jane Slavin, Edie, and Tom Bevan, Vic. Other parts were played by John Baddeley, Elaine Claxton, Pat Connell, Lyndon Gregory, Francis Jeter, David Jarvis, Neville Jason, Peter Kenny, Ian Masters, Don McCorkendale, Gavin Muir, George Parsons, Nina Wadia, Malcolm Ward, Derek Waring, William Wortley, Peter Whitman, and Peter Young. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.